Hello, is Sherry Ray?
What?
Is Sherry Ray there?
You have the wrong number.
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Not anymore. I used to.
Oh, that's fine. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. And in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? For President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And what is your age?
74.
Thank you very much. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian? Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024.
100% motivation, highest motivation.
On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I think he's doing a wonderful job.
And so do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling and police and holds bad cops.
Will you repeat that question?
Yes, I'm sorry. A criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops.
I guess I hear you saying something about racial profiling and something about holds bad cops.
Yes.
You're sort of breaking up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I will go a little bit slower. Criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops accountable.
Accountable?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say that's a 9.
Thank you. Then we have working to end the war in Gaza.
Oh, that's another 9.
Thank you. Then we have creating more affordable jobs.
What's an affordable job?
Affordable housing, I'm sorry.
I'd say that's a 7.
Thank you. Then we have reducing crime and violence.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Then we have making college more affordable.
Oh, that's an 8.
And protecting our personal data online from big corporations?
9.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
And banning TikTok.
I don't care. 5.
5. Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
That's really not really a valid question. I think the Republicans are sucking time away from Democrats and themselves getting anything done.
If you had to choose just to answer the question, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100
means... How much longer is this going on?
We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Meta / Facebook.
What about them? My feelings about them?
Your feelings 75. About them? Thank you.
70.
Hakeem Jeffries?
80.
Then we have TikTok?
40.
Joe Biden?
90.
Elon Musk?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
That's broad. 80.
80. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
10.
Then we have Mike Johnson.
10.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
And Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way out, but if the presidential election were held today, and the candidates were Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please just let me know.
Biden,
thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In a few words, if you can.
He's not a crook and a despicable person that lies to the American public, which Trump does repeatedly. He's a felon. And I think the insurrection and denying Biden's win of the presidency is ridiculous.
Thank you very much. And changing gears now, and starting the last section of the survey, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
I'd say who knows at this point.
If it helps, we do have a scale. We have, you think that it will bring much more of a benefit, somewhat more of a benefit, somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat?
Somewhat of a benefit.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
They should be more regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Video games, Google, Instagram, Facebook or Meta, X formerly known as Twitter, YouTube or TikTok?
They all are.
And if you have to choose one?
Oh, X. I think that sucks.
X or Twitter?
X.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Instagram? Do you
Never.
Use it most? Okay, thank you. X, formerly Twitter?
Never.
YouTube?
Occasionally.
And would you say occasionally, is it about multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less? Multiple times a week, you said?
Yes.
Thank you. Then we have TikTok.
What about it? I don't use it.
Not at all?
Nope.
And the last one on the list is Facebook. Do you use it multiple times a day? About once a day?
A couple times a month.
Multiple times a month or about once a month?
Multiple times a month.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Meta keeps its users' data secure. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
TikTok plays a negative role in society.
True.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
No.
And would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Meta plays a negative role in society.
No. What was it?
So do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Yes, I agree.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into a law?
Yes.
Yes, a lot. And would you say you have heard a lot, a little?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support it.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely to vote for?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now, what do you think about or what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it was they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok competitors. They are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors. They are trying to silence certain voices that they don't like or agree with. They are playing politics. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us, or they want to protect. Which one?
Spying.
the one from China, that you are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Is it YouTube, talk or news radio, music and entertainment sites, cable news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, news websites or apps, print newspapers or magazines, new aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, local TV news.
All the above.
All the above. Thank you. Let me go and check them all. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. I love it. Okay.